Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Kathy Rapp of the 65th Legislative District in Warren, Forest, and Crawford Counties. Representative Rapp, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, it's Farm Show Week here in Harrisburg, and I understand that there is a person from your area who was an award winner for one of the Farm Show scholarships this year.
Absolutely. I'm very proud to have Sarah Burke from Forest County, from Tynesta, who was a recipient of one of the Farm Show scholarships. And I met with Sarah and her family yesterday, myself and Senator Hutchinson, around 8:30. And she received her scholarship a little after 9 o'clock. So it was great to be there and join her in the celebration. Sarah went to school in Tynesta, did very well, was valedictorian of her class. And she's now a pre-med student in Pittsburgh. She's done a lot of community service, and it's just really wonderful to see that one of my constituents has excelled and is now a pre-med student at the University of Pittsburgh. I was really proud to be standing beside Sarah yesterday and her family and congratulate her again for her achievements and her being a recipient of one of the scholarships.
And of course, agriculture is the largest production industry in Pennsylvania. This is a week-long celebration of that industry. And it's a tough year for agriculture because I understand that when the governor signed the budget and decided that he was going to blue line things, agriculture was one of the things that fell under the knife.
Unfortunately, Mike, yes. It's been very disappointing, discouraging, frustrating this year with the budget process. Just to let my constituents know, the budget that the House and Senate passed way back in June is the budget that the governor finally signed, but he did blue line veto, is the term we use, several line items. And one of the biggest areas that were the hardest hit was Department of Agriculture. One of the reasons it's so discouraging is agriculture is Pennsylvania's number one industry. And I was only over at the farm show yesterday morning, but to see the people and the 4-H kids from and all the vendors from all across the state gather in Harrisburg at the farm show complex, and many of my constituents have been to the farm show, to see firsthand how agriculture contributes to our state. Actually, you know, they feed us. They feed the people of the state and this country. And to see the governor vetoing the agriculture lines is very discouraging and disheartening. And the governor presents his next budget on February 9th, and hopefully through the budget year of 16-17, we can get this corrected.
And of course, the House was also in voting session this week, voted on some really important bills. Unfortunately, not everything went as one would like it to be, especially when it comes to funding higher education.
In every budget for several years, we have set aside budgeting for what we call non-preferred line items. Those are our universities. The universities are Penn State University, University of Pittsburgh, Temple University, Lincoln University, and the University of Pennsylvania Veterinarian School. Because these are not regular preferred line items in the budget, they need a two-thirds vote for passage. And unfortunately, in the House this week, we were not able to garner the two-thirds votes. We did not have the support of the Democrats in the House of Representatives to provide this funding to our universities. They would have received a 5% increase, with Lincoln receiving a 7% increase. However, these funds are now off the table because we were not able to acquire the votes for final passage.
So what's it look like as we go into, as you mentioned, we are going to be hearing about a new budget, but I guess we have to keep plugging away on this?
We absolutely do. February 9th is the governor's address and his new proposal for 16 and 17. So we'll see what he proposes. One of the biggest hang-ups in this year's process was the governor's request for huge tax increases from the increase and expansion of sales tax and then an increase in the personal income tax, which really only hits our working people because in Pennsylvania we do not tax pensions. So those who are retired do not pay the personal income tax. So it really would have hit everybody in the sales tax direction, We had looked at some property tax reform in exchange for an increase and expansion of sales tax and the personal income tax, but that fell through. But we're not willing to go along, increase those taxes, and get nothing in return except more spending for government.
Representative Rapp, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Kathy Rapp.